Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Das Feuilleton im Radio.
Wo wir Perlen der Audiokunst aufstöbern. Paul Palun macht das für uns und hier ist sein neuestes.
Fundstück.
Geschichten mit wenigen Worten zu erzählen, ist eine Kunst für sich. Der amerikanische Komponist John Cage beherrschte sie meisterhaft. In New York hielt er 1959 einen Vortrag, der aus 90 Miniaturen bestand, Anekdoten, Gedanken und Witzen. Die amerikanische Künstlerin Anne Magnusson ließ sich für eine Hommage an Cage bei der Venedig Biennale 1993 von der Erzählweise des Komponisten inspirieren. Unaufgeregt und mit lakonischem Humor berichtet sie von einer Begegnung mit dem Fotografen Helmut Newton.
I was recently down in St. Bart's on a writing assignment for Condé Nast Traveler magazine. Helmut Newton was to take the photographs that would accompany the article that I would write. After photographing the artist Ed Ruscha and his wife Dana, who happened to be on vacation there, he asked me to pose nude on the beach with a handsome French surfer whose teeth were very badly stained from repeated tobacco use. I agreed and said I would be happy to do it. We then recreated the scene from the movie From Here to Eternity, with me playing the Deborah Carr role and the Burt Lancaster part portrayed by the French surfer. After repeatedly asking the French surfer to keep his mouth shut, Helmut Newton complimented me on the color of my nipples. I thanked him. After about an hour, we all went our separate ways. Later, as I drove Helmut Newton to the quaint harbor town of Gustavia for dinner, he told me that all his successful, powerful male friends envied him. It must be wonderful to have all those beautiful models around you all the time, they say. But after one exhibition of photographs he did, which featured life-size and larger-than-life-size images of nude Teutonic beauties, these same men complained. They did not like the photographs. They were too big. They said they are intimidating. These men, especially Jack Nicholson, did not like the women that big. Then Helmut Newton told me that all these men want are young, beautiful women who are dumb. He repeated, they only want them if they are dumb. I slammed on the brakes of the rented Suzuki Sidekick and exclaimed, I knew it.